Well, hi everyone, and welcome to Pam's Country Hour. I hope you enjoyed the first one, if you managed to catch it. If not, here we go for the second one. And I'd like to thank Tony and Lisa down at Monarch Hair and Beauty for all of the work they do with my hair and making me look presentable. Tony and Lisa are absolutely fantastic. I love them dearly. Anyway, first out tonight, let's get straight into it with a bit of music from the Will the Circle Be Broken album by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band back in the late 1960s. 9 Pound Hammer, and I'm pretty sure this is a combination of Merle Haggard and Roy Acuff singing. Anyway, here we go, 9 Pound Hammer.
Where's Fad? Do you want us to move the booth back a little bit closer to you?
You gotta get this thing works for playing electric, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
How can I roll?
Yeah, they're rolling, I think.
Ready to go, boy.
Give us a cue. Pound of hammer, it's a little too heavy for my size. Well, for my size, I'm going on the mountain, gonna see my baby, but I ain't coming back. Well, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy,
roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll
when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy,
roll on, buddy.
Pull your load of coal.
Pull your load of coal.
How can I pull
when
the wheels won't roll? It's a long way to Harlan, it's a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Now when I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 coal. Roll on, buddy,
roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll
when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy,
roll on, buddy.
Pull your load of coal.
Pull your load of coal.
Just how can I pull?
How can I pull
when the wheels won't roll? Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't you roll so slow.
Just how can I roll?
How can I roll
when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Pull your load of coal.
Pull your load of coal.
How can I pull?
How can I pull
when the wheels won't roll? Just how can I pull?
How can I pull
when the wheels won't roll?
I do believe we got it.
Great.
I believe that was.
Take.
Is that take?
Awesome hit here, the guitar playing of Doc Watson in the background there. That's one thing I love about that whole Nitty Gritty Dirt Band album, is, you know, they had incredible musicians playing on that, you know, in like the guys who actually did it in the first place. But anyway, I'm going to go back to the early 1950s, and this is Bill Monroe and his band doing a old Fiddletown number called Roanoke. And I'd just like to mention that in this song, one of my favourite fiddlers of all time, Bobby Hicks, is one of the two fiddlers in Bill Monroe's band. So here we go, Roanoke, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
When it comes to grand old Opry type music, died in the wool, down to earth, authentic hillbilly and country songs and tunes, we know the people to call on when you good folks and neighbors want to hear it. It's my added pleasure to present to you at this time, friends, the old boy from up in Kentucky. That's why we call him Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Thank you, Lord, Jim. Thank you. And
We pick out an old-time fiddle number we like to do for all of our friends, entitled Little Roanoke.
Boy, you can't beat that kind of music with a stick now. I don't care what you say.
Just makes you want to get up and do a bit of square dancing, doesn't it? I love what that man does, and so much of Bill Monroe's music is, just incredible to sit down and listen to. And think that most of that music was recorded on one microphone, not the multi-microphoned, multi-tracked behemoths we have today. They basically had one channel to work with, so often or not, when it was your turn for a lead break or an instrumental solo, you'd have to take one step closer to the mic, and then when it was over, one step back. So the very beginning of recording years. So that Bill Monroe track was literally recorded on one microphone in the middle of the room. And next up, one of my favourite songs to play when I'm appearing in Tamworth, because it always seems to get a good reaction, Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms. But here we have Buck Owens doing it, and, Buck Owens was one of those sequined cowboys in the 1960s who seemed to be all glitz and glance, but absolutely zero lifestyle or country. But Buck did do a wonderful song, and here he is, Buck Owens. And I especially love the slide guitar that Buck has behind him. Absolutely wonderful.
I'm gonna lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Well, I ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. Hey, I'll lay around the shack till the mail train comes back and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Well, I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Around the shack till the mail train comes back, and I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. I
Yeah, certainly that 1960s style of sequins and cowboy hats. I think the Grand Ole Opry originators would be rolling in their grave. But I suppose, you know, the commercialism of music is what keeps music alive and well. The next song is a Carter Family original. This very version was recorded in 1927. It's a song called Poor Orphan Child. I believe it was on a double-sided recording with Wabash Cannonball, but I could be wrong on that one. I love the Carter Family, and this is Sarah Maybell and A.P. Carter, the original Carter Family, doing Poor Orphan Child. And this, to me, is what country music is. You can see the cultural sort of reliance on a deity or a god in a lot of country music, and I suppose many of their lives and many of the eras that are sung about are eras that were incredibly harsh on the individuals. They were poor, they had nothing, they often lived in the dirt of their own homes, it wasn't they would often look to a deity or a god for salvation and a promise of a better life one day. So leads us on to our next song, I Saw the Light, which is a, correct me if I'm wrong, oh, what's his name, you know, Hank Williams, thank you, Hank Williams Jr. track, and it's done again, we've taken it from the Will the Circle Be Broken album, and I believe they even had Hank do the vocal on this one, so... I Saw the Light. Well, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Okay, stand by. Let me say this, all of us. Watch your timing. We picked it up after dark. I know that, but let's try to stay with it.
Johnny? Johnny, can I? Is that microphone there close enough to Doc, or did it move away?
Yeah, I moved it in, and he's going to move in on his break.
Okay, thank you.
Well, maybe you should move it back a little. I'll just sit still.
No, I think it was too far away to begin with.
Yeah, it got knocked back there a little bit.
No, it's fine the way it was there.
There you go, okay. Right there. Leave it right where it is now. Okay. That'll do it.
Life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like an angel in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Like the blind man, I wandered alone. Wearies and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
And indeed, we saw the light. What a great song. One of those old spirituals that just get you up and tapping to the beat and tapping, you know, to that feel. And Hank Williams, what a wonderful songwriter, what a wonderful story as a human being. Okay, next up, Down to the River to Pray from the soundtrack of, what was it? Oh Brother, We're Out There. Soundtrack from Oh Brother, We're Out There. We'll, an absolutely amazing movie that you know, catalogued a lot of great country, bluegrass, hillbilly music. And Alison Krauss is doing taking us through the song Down to the River to Pray. I think this is one of the most beautiful pieces I've ever heard. Okay.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
The harmonies that come out in that song just make you feel, you know, they put hairs on my back. So thank you, Alison. Next up we're going all the way back to the 1950s from the various bluegrass festivals that used to happen back then, and a recording by a man named Eric Darling. Eric Darling isn't, you know, that well known of, but I think he's one of the most brilliant banjo string player out there. And this is a copy of his version of John Brown's Dream, also known as Herver Brown's Dream and Brown's Dream, but essentially a piece of music that just gives a little bit of tribute to a guy by the name of John Brown, who was more or less, some might say, the media to the Civil War. But I'll let you do your own history on John Brown. So take it away, Eric, and John Brown's Dream.
Thank you.
Okay, amazing musicianship, isn't he? We'll hear a little bit more of him in the future, supporting another singer. Next up, Johnny Cash. And Johnny is doing Folsom Prison Blues, one of the first songs he ever wrote. I believe he wrote this one while he was still in the US Army in Germany. I could be wrong, so let us know if I am. Our facts are always open to debate. We do not hold to be the truth. Just our learned bit of knowledge, and that can be wrong. So here's Johnny Cash with Folsom Prison Blues.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Now, I've got a bit of a double play with the following two songs. They're both songs done by sisters. First up being the Crossway Sisters, Poor Ellen Smith, backed by Eric Darling. And after that, we've got some locals from the 1950s, Audrey and Marjorie Zano, with My Pony, My Guitar and Me. It was recorded on the 1954 4IP Hillbilly tunes, so some very old radio, and due to the reproduction, the audio isn't probably quite what it should be, but how can you put it, they were two locals back then, and I believe they're still very well thought of. But first up, we've got the Crossway Sisters, Poor Ellen Smith.
Her body she is sleeping in some lonesome old grave. Who had the heart and who had the brain to shoot my little darling on this cold, lonesome plain? They picked up their rifles and hunted us down. They found us a loafing all around town. The jury may convict me, and God knows they can, but I'll know I died as an innocent man. I've been in this prison for 7 long years. Each night I see Ellen through my bitter tears. I got a letter yesterday, I read it today. The flowers on her grave have all faded away. The warden has told me that soon I'll be free to go to her grave neath that old holler tree. Pretty Ellen's grave, fairest flowers I'll throw. I'm free from the walls of that prison at last, but I'll never be free of my sins of the past. Poor Ellen Smith, how was she found? Shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground.
It's a sad song, really, isn't it? I absolutely love the feel, though, and the way they tell the story, the way they do the singing, the vocals. I think the Kosoi sisters, I've only got a little bit of their work, but I absolutely love listening to them because their harmonies, they grab you. That's all I can say, they grab you. So next up we have from the Tyrone Flats, Audrey and Marjorie Zano. They lived in this area in the 1950s, 60s, 70s and 80s. Both of them, Lucy and August Zano's daughters. And when they were 12 and 14 respectively, Marjorie and Audrey appeared on 4IP's Hillbilly Hour. They had been under the tutelage of Mr. Billy Bode, who provided these recordings on two-track audio format, which was then converted to cassette audio format of a different type to what we would call normal cassette, and then converted to normal cassette and now digitized. So after all these conversions, the sound is a little bit funny, but we've done our best. So here we go, Audrey and Marjorie, My Pony, My Guitar and Me.
Tonight in our program, our Hillbilly Melodies, we introduce Audrey and Marjorie Zana from the Kelbar district. Yes, we're seeing you tonight. And Marjorie plays the guitar and is accompanied by Audrey, who plays the piano accordion. The first number for tonight is My Pony, My Guitar and Me, with Marjorie providing the vocal.
Thank you.
You're listening to Hillbilly Melodies, brought to you with the compliments of Mackenzie and Jackson.
Little bit of a blast from the past, and sort of while we're on that old music sort of vibe, let's get into a little bit of Wolf Carter. I believe it's an AKA of Montana Slim, or at least Wolf Carter and Montana Slim are very known together in those circuits of what I would call a high metal mountain yodeler. But this is Wolf Carter doing This Old House, which was later made famous by Shakin' Stevens. Wolf Carter, This Old House.
This old house was to my children, this old house was to my wife. This old house was home and comfort, and we fought the storm to life. This old house heard many a laughter, this old house heard many a shout. She trembles in the darkness while the lightning rolled about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingle, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to all the hinge and door to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet my saint. This old house is getting shaky, this old house is getting old. This old house looks in the rain, this old house looks in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear or pain. I see an angel a-peeking through the broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingle, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to hit the door to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet my saint. My old hound dog lays a-sleepin', he don't know I was gonna leave. Else he'd sit there by the campfire and howl alone and grieve. But my hunting days are over, ain't gonna hunt that tune no more. Gabriel Gungon brought the chariot away, and the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingle, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to open the hinge door to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet my saint.
You can see where that boogie really came from with that song, can't you? That little bit of, you know, backside wobble, as you would call it. Next up, we have a song that's been done by many people. The song is called Ruby. It's been done by, how can you put it, just about every bluegrass band there is, from the Osborne Brothers through to, Bill Monroe. I believe even Ricky, it's been done a lot. But this is the Osborne Brothers live at the at a jazz festival, the Newnham Jazz Festival, Newport Jazz Festival, in the late 1960s, and their version of Ruby.
This song has been real good to us down through the years. We'll treat her just as good. Ruby! Ruby! Honey, are you mad at your man? Thank you.
Well, I had a bit of a memory blockage with that. I didn't bother to write it down because I thought, how could I ever forget that stuff, you know? Ruby is such a classic, and the Osborne Brothers are one of my favourite bands. But there you go, the memory ain't what it used to be. Okay, I'm going to leave you tonight with one of my all-time favourite bluegrass acts, the Flat Mountain Girls. This was recorded at the White Eagle Saloon in Portland, Oregon, on the 21st of the 9th, 2007. And on this night, they had a few people join them for this song. It's a song about death, it's a song about closing, but I think it's one of the most beautiful pieces of bluegrass. It's rich, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed Pam's Country Hour, or as close to as an hour it could be, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Go from this life, let me go in peace. I don't want your marble at my head and feet. Don't gather around me to weep and to moan.
No, I don't need you anymore.
freely to God's evermore.
We'll send you home with a song about death. Good night, folks.